For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. Two suspects are dead, and a third person, who police are calling a possible suspect, is in custody after a mass shooting killed 14 people and injured 17 others in Southern California on Wednesday. It happened in San Bernardino, east of Los Angeles, at the Inland Regional Center building during a banquet for employees of the San Bernardino Health Department. Police say a possible explosive device has been found. The suspects who were killed, a man and a woman, died in a shootout with police hours after the attack and several kilometers from the initial crime scene, from which they'd fled in a black SUV. Police found rifles and handguns with the two bodies. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his South African counterpart, Jacob Zuma, have vowed to further develop the strategic partnership between the countries. President Xi's pledged that China will facilitate South Africa's efforts to lead China-Africa cooperation on production capacity. He also says China will encourage more financing for South Africa and support the early launch of the establishment of an African regional center for the New Development Bank for BRICS countries. For his part, Jacob Zuma says he hopes the two sides can promote more fruitful cooperation in areas such as trade, technology, energy, marine products, commercial aviation, and financing. The Chinese government's planning a series of new measures to deepen cooperation between China and countries across Africa. The remarks have been made ahead of the upcoming Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg that'll happen on Friday and Saturday. Officials from both sides mulled a declaration and an action plan aimed at consolidating China-Africa relations, and that's expected to be adopted during the summit. The G77 and China, a group representing 134 developing countries, has urged developed countries to fulfill obligations for providing financial resources, including technology transfer and capacity building, to all developing countries as part of the battle against climate change. The group made the call on Wednesday at the ongoing climate change conference in Paris. In a statement, the G77 and China said it's deeply concerned with the attempts to introduce economic conditions in the finance section currently under negotiation in Paris, saying this approach is not consistent with the UN Convention on Climate Change. The G77 and China also required a substantial scaling up of finance from the 2020 base level of $100 billion per year. Meantime, the statement pointed out that despite not having a finance obligation under the convention, developing countries are already making significant contributions towards the global effort through the implementation of climate actions. Britain's parliament on Wednesday has voted to launch bombing raids against the Islamic State in Syria. After more than 10 hours of tense debate, lawmakers voted in favor of the airstrikes, 397 to 223. Two British aircraft took off from Cyprus to bomb Islamic State targets in Syria less than 2 hours after that vote. Britain's been bombing IS in Iraq since the House of Commons voted to authorize airstrikes in the Middle East country in September of 2014. Germany has pushed its NATO allies to reopen high-level channels of communication with Russia, arguing that Moscow has a constructive role to play in many areas, especially in ending the Syrian conflict. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier made the remark at a meeting of his NATO peers in Brussels on Wednesday. Steinmeier says his fellow NATO members have agreed to ask the alliance's chief, Jens Stoltenberg, to begin preparations for such talks. The UN Nuclear Agency says it's found no credible evidence that Iran advanced its plans to develop a nuclear bomb after 2009, and no research on developing better delivery systems for such a weapon after 2011. The finding is in the confidential final assessment report released by the International Atomic Energy Agency on Tuesday. The report states that Tehran carried out activities relevant to the development of a nuclear weapon in the early 2000s, but the activities did not go into practice. A hearing into the potential extradition of former FIFA Vice President Jack Warner to the United States has been adjourned once again, with the court deciding on Wednesday to push the hearing back to February 19th. The decision was made after Warner's defense team petitioned for an extension last week. They also petitioned for a new judicial review of the entire extradition process. U.S. authorities accused Warner of wire fraud, racketeering, and money laundering during his time as a senior FIFA executive. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.